Bill, obviously this is an event you've been looking forward to. The announcement has been made officially now.
It is. This is what we were looking forward to, get Strike Force kicked off here in Alabama.
Now, explain it. What actually is this? What was the announcement about today?
Well, Strike Force is an initiative by Secretary Vilsack to get USDA and its Parkers in a focused effort in high-poverty counties in Alabama to see if we can't reach out and help people improve their living conditions, increase jobs, increase economic development, and basically improve the quality of life of rural Alabama.
Now, we've talked with a lot of folks here today, and obviously this didn't come together quickly. This has been a process for quite some time, hasn't it?
We've been working on it for months. Secretary Vilsack actually announced us as a strike force several months ago, but it took a lot of planning and preparation work to get where I felt to the point that we could actually announce it and move forward.
But this is a collaboration of a lot of different folks, isn't it?
This is local, state, federal, community-based organizations, universities, extension, you name it, and we're reaching out to everybody to be part of it.
Now, for somebody out there that doesn't know anything about it, maybe wants to get involved with this, what do they need to do? What's the next step for them then?
Well, we're putting up a website, and they can do that through our usda.nrcs.gov website, or they can call our offices, 334-887-4500, and ask what they can do. We are also working through Serve Alabama, which is also part of the governor's commission on volunteerism. We're working through churches. This is very different from some of the things we've ever done in the past. We're reaching out and touching entities and agencies and organizations that, I've never worked with before. But we're trying to make a difference.
Today, obviously, on the Hooks Farm here, they're big into veggie production. We're seeing a lot of the effort going there, but it goes out other directions too, doesn't it?
It does. It could be vegetable production. It could be animal production. It could be forestry. It could be any of the agricultural activities that we deal with or Farm Service Agency deals with, or you get into rural development and their community development. And any other food and nutrition service, you know, they were on the program today talking about how can we help feed the children of Alabama and make sure that they get a good breakfast and a good lunch for those who deserve it. And, you know, those food nutrition resources are there. We just have to find people to take advantage of it.
Now, like anything else, there's always sign-ups and deadlines and this, that, and the other, but is that necessarily the case with this program?
Well, there will be some of those. We'll actually announce special sign-ups for our Strike Force counties to participate in our programs like EQIP and some of those. And there will be other things that we'll go out and do, just outreach to let people become more aware about what's available in all agencies. And one thing we're planning to do is put together a little publication that not only talks about what we have to offer in USDA, but what our state partners have to offer, what some of our community-based organizations have to offer. So you can get one little booklet, and it'll tell you all the different things that are out there that can help.